for you. It's almost like, you know, it's like having a girlfriend, you know?
Right.
It's, yeah, that's essentially going to put you in the friend zone.
Yeah, so check out this scenario. So let's say you're sitting in a bar, okay?
Uh-huh.
And three buddies walk in. One guy is super nice guy. He's going to run and get you a drink, and he'll go put coins in your meter, like, you know, totally do anything for you, right? Uh-huh. Second guy, his friend's kind of a bad boy. Basically, he just wants to get in your pants, and that's it, like you can tell, okay? And then the third guy is, he's a nice guy, but he's confident, slightly aloof, because he's focused on his upcoming adventure trip to Australia, you know, through the outback. So what are your thoughts? Do any of these guys, or which one, or, you know, if any, would you find these appealing?
I guess I would have to say Australia, dude.
And why is that?
Well, A, I don't think, you know, having a nice guy that does everything for you. I mean, personally, I just wouldn't want. I mean, you know, some people would always take that offensive, you know, like, you know, some girls could just take care of themselves. They don't need a guy to do everything for them. Guy in your pants, it seems obnoxious. And the other guy, you know, it's cool. He's got a plan and has what he wants. And,
right. Kind of intriguing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, something interesting. And then, you know, he likes to travel, so that's always a positive.
Okay. Actually, that brings me, when you're talking about the guy that'll do everything for you, one topic is the friend zone, right? Uh-huh. Nobody wants to be in the friend zone, but how would somebody get in your friend zone? Like, does it happen right away? They're in the friend zone, or is it just, are there a sequence of things that happens that you would consider someone in the friend zone?
Probably a sequence of things that would happen.
Okay. Like what?
I don't know. Like, you know, like when you, that, like you're saying, like the guy that does everything for you is almost like, you know, it's like having a girlfriend, you know?
Right.
It's, yeah, that's essentially going to put you in the friend zone.
Gotcha. And like, if somebody gets in a friend zone, is there any way, cause you know, you hear the stories, right? A guy's in the friend zone and he tells the girl, oh, by the way, I'm in love with you. And the girl's like, what? You know, like she has no clue. And this guy's been holding it in the whole time, thinking he's going to be nice and do everything for her. So they're like totally not matching the purposes or you know, what they're thinking. But is there any way for someone who's in the friend zone, is that like it, or is there any way for someone in the friend zone to get out of the friend zone?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Have you ever had someone in the friend zone that got out of it?
I can't say that I have.
Ooh. Okay. Very interesting.
You know, it's like, because it's like you cross a line, you know, and then you don't really look at somebody like that anymore.
Right.
It's hard to go back.
What about somebody, let's say they're not like subservient, like a girlfriend, but you go and do stuff with them, but they never make a physical move on you. So you're kind of unclear for a while, but then they just never seem to make a physical move or some sort of move, let's say.
Well, if you don't make a move, isn't that the friend zone?
Yeah, well, I'm asking you.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, that kind of puts you in a friend zone. I mean, unless you know the girl likes you. You know, it's hard to say, because if the girl likes you, I feel like some guys will probably just know.
Right.
You know? And then unless you make a move, you know, you're going to kind of be just stuck there.
Yeah. What about situation where the girl, this is a hard situation where a girl is... says no, right? But it doesn't really mean no. Like they're just not, maybe it's just not there yet. They're not shutting off necessarily, but they're saying no. Like how does a guy know when a girl says no, it still means maybe versus it means no? I mean, to pursue. Pursuing.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. When I say no, I mean no.
Okay.
Okay. I wouldn't know. I don't know about the whole game playing thing, but.
Well, you know, some people, male and female, are more manipulative, right? They kind of leave people hanging a little bit, you know? I guess that's more manipulation, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or they like the game playing. They just want to, like, be pursued or...
Right. Okay.
Or want to chase after.
So so on the grooming thing, which is how I originally started because of the manscaping thing, let's just start back. Do you like a beard or no beard? And I know these sound like dumb questions, but I'm sure a lot of guys, you know, they put a beard on because they think it's cool. And they think girls will like it. That's kind of what guys do stuff. So how about you? What's your, I know it's a preference, but what would you say?
Yeah, no, it is. I would say beard.
You like a beard? Okay.
Yeah, I like the beard.
Okay. And what about long hair or short hair?
I would like a guy without a beard, but
right.
Yeah, I like beards.
Okay. It's kind of manly.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's something manly about beards.
What about long or short hair? So they got longer hair, like with a man bun, or the short, just shaved head?
I definitely don't like the man bun. A little too gross for my taste.
Okay.
But I like, either like short hair or just, I would say short hair or shaved.
Okay. What about somebody that's got hair all over their body? Like they're like a Russian bear versus, just normal hair, I guess. I don't know.
I would say normal hair. Russian bear is too much.
Okay. So now we're getting into the manscaping thing.
Yeah.
Let's say somebody who shaves their, we're not quite to the full Brazilian yet, but someone just shaves their legs and chest. Outside of someone that swims or bikes, you know, they kind of do that for a functional sport reason.
For sports, yeah.
Yeah, somebody that
I think that's a little too coming in.
Okay. Okay. and then manscaping. So now we're getting into, because this lady I'm interviewing, she does full Brazilian waxing for men, like the whole nine yards. What's your thought on that?
I mean, whatever floats your boat, I guess.
Right, but,
there are some people that actually need it. I mean, some people are just hairy.
So you'd rather have someone that's fully waxed than someone that's like a Russian bear?
I think I'd rather have fully waxed than a Russian bear.
Okay. All right. I guess those are kind of two extremes, so.
Yeah, they're two extremes. If I had one or the other, I'd pick fully waxed. But otherwise, a normal human being would be better.
A normal human being? Okay, that makes sense. Let's see. How about fitness? Like somebody who's is in decent shape, or like the bodybuilder type, or not in shape at all. Like, do you have any preferences there?
I mean, in shape would be it. I don't need a bodybuilder. Sometimes it's too much, but there's definitely people who are into that. Might really like that look, but I just like regular healthy human being.
Okay. And then what about a hardcore vegan type that the, super hardcore in the diet and all that as part of their fitness?
I mean, I personally wouldn't like that because I couldn't keep up with that, but I enjoy food way too much, but,
right.
But yeah, I mean, I like the idea of healthy and of somebody healthy and being fit, as long as they don't go around preaching it to the choir,
Yeah, that's obnoxious for anybody, I think.
Yeah, as long as it's not obnoxious and they're okay with, like, your other person or your other half being, a carnivore.
Right. What about somebody that, at the restaurant, they got to dictate, like, 15 different caveats? I guess that goes towards somebody that's just preaching it a little too much. You know, like they can't have this, they can't have that, they can't have this. This has to be cooked.
Yeah,
this way.
See that I would see that as a problem. Like if I went out to eat with somebody and they had all these sorts of issues and you couldn't just, you know, have a meal without having a fuss about it, you know, that would be a problem.
Right. Okay. So I guess this, I don't know if this is self-evident, but kind of the, because guys, I think a lot of today's culture is sort of predicated on looks, right? Be in shape, look cool, wear this. But, you know, what would you say personality versus looks? Like, how would you weigh those in importance to you?
I'd say personality is very important. I mean, physical attraction will only take you so far.
Right.
You know? And then once you get to know, if you don't like the personality, you're like, oh, well, this sucks. You know, that's going to last. That's going to be a short-lived relationship.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
How far could personality take you?
Just personality?
Well, I know everything's kind of a mixture, but I mean, how much can personality overcome for you?
I mean, personality's got to be at least 80%.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty, okay. That's pretty strong.
Yeah, because, yeah. But I feel, you know, because too, if you like their personality, by default, you're going to find them more attractive.
Right. What about this personality trait, lack of confidence?
Yeah, lack of confidence is not a good trait to have.
Okay.
I mean, I can see like every once in a while you don't feel comfortable in a certain situation, but in like everyday life, if you don't have, you don't show any sort of confidence, it's not, you know, it's not an attractive quality for a man or a woman, really.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Okay. Let's see here. What about money? What about somebody that's, you know, financially successful or not? How important is that?
I don't think that's, I mean, that's not very important. I don't think so. I mean, as long as they're not, you know, for me it's more important. They're just not, kind of just idiots of their money. You know, they don't need to be financially successful as long as they don't go around wasting money on frivolous things, you know?
Right, or sleeping on someone's couch, like they don't even have their own apartment.
Yeah, exactly. They just need to be able to take care of themselves.
Okay. What about education?
Other than that, you're dating a man child.
You're right. What about education?
Education, yeah, that's very important. To me, at least. You know,
what does that mean?
You want to grow with the person that you're with, you know, as a person, you want to be able to learn something from them, whether it be sports or anything.
Right.
But, you know, I think that goes, you know.
But somebody could be. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, somebody could be smart without having gone to 4 years of college.
Oh, totally. Completely,
nice.
But as long as they're not a moron.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, being smart, you know, it could be a lot of different things. They could be smart in the woods. They could be good at camping. They could be good at this, that. There's a lot of things that people have to offer as long as, you know, they're interested in it.
Right.
And, like, learning and enhancing themselves as a person.
Yeah, growing. What about like charity, someone that's likes to help other people versus someone that's selfish? I mean, obviously when you say selfish, it sounds bad, but I mean, someone that's, you know, kind of giving will help people, will help the old lady across the street versus somebody that just walks by and doesn't notice.
Yeah. I mean, that's not being selfish is, you know, pretty attractive quality, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause I would want to help other people. I'd want, you know,
right,
okay, the other person to do the same.
Right. Let's see. What about sex in terms of some like females making up their mind if they would have a sex with a man or not? Like, is it an immediate thing? Like, you meet somebody and then it's just, no, that's never going to happen. Or is it one of those things where you have to have a little interaction with someone and kind of feel it out, or how does that work?
I mean, there's definitely, you know, a lot of people that have just made up their mind as soon as they see somebody, because those are just like instant physical attractions, you know. Mm-hmm. And other times, just, you know, you actually want to get to know the person, feel them out. But that's usually when you see like something more than just physical intimacy, I guess, with somebody.
Right. Are there any like immediate turnoffs that would just be like, oh, no, I would never get close to this person. I'd never get with this person.
I guess it would depend on the setting, you know, because people do always react differently, you know. You meet somebody at the bar, if they're obnoxious, I would never, you know, be right. Like, nope, you're done, you know.
All right. Okay. I just thought of something. What about, I know this is manceptional, but what about women? Would you ever think about that?
No, I was never, I never really thought too much about it. It wasn't really my thing, but I have a lot of lesbian friends.
Yeah. Maybe it's a California thing. I don't know.
Is it? Yeah. Well, no, I have tons of, one of my old roommates is a lesbian, and she slept with men and women.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't see it, like, you know. I never really talked about it much with her, but she found them both equally attractive.
Right, right. Yeah, I have friends as well, gay friends. I don't have any lesbian friends that I know of. I don't know. So what were we talking about? Friend zone. So I guess to kind of conclude, just hearing what you're saying, it sounds like personality has a lot to do with it. You know, there's some physical things that women would prefer, but personality being 80%, that's quite high over physical looks.
Yeah, pretty accurate.
Okay.
I would say.
Any other thoughts? So
I mean, as long as, you know, they're a good person, and yeah, I mean, you want somebody also that's, I mean, it sounds messed up to say, but you almost want somebody that's kind of like your equal, you know? You don't want anybody that's like dorkier than you, or nerdier than you, or like, you know, or that much more advanced than you, you know. There's always going to be more, somebody lesser and better than you. You just want to keep it. It sounds weird, but you almost want to be in the same playing field, I feel like, for it to work.
Right. Yeah. If someone was too far behind and they had no clue what you're doing, either professionally or all the other stuff you're interested in, that would be tough. Right. But if someone's
exactly
at a total, like, I don't know what the example would be, billionaire jet setter, like running the world. That's,
yeah,
right. So far,
that's almost a little too much, too far gone, to where it's intimidating. You're just like left in the back burner, you know. It's like,
right.
So I guess it's all relative to like the person, you know.
Right.
If I was a blonde airhead, I mean, that sounds terrible. But if I was like a bimbo and an airhead, I probably want, you know, I want my meathead over at, you know, Gold Gym. Quick, what up, you know?
Right, right. So it kind of sounds like, it sounds like there's a lot of, there's no hard and fast answer. Like, you know, all those dating books or courses or whatever seem to have, they kind of lay it all on like a pickup line, or, you know, looking cool or acting cool and all that stuff. It doesn't seem like that's really the largest part of the equation.
No, and I've always felt like books like that were always just about self-esteem. You know, it's like people that have self-esteem issues. It was more like for that help.
Oh, interesting.
You know,
so
like,
kind of, yeah.
That's how I've always looked at it. But on the long term, you know, you got to figure yourself out before you can start figuring out other people, you know?
Yeah. That's very interesting. So that's really more of a, personal, kind of your, I guess it goes under personality, but finding yourself, knowing yourself, having confidence, and the like kind of seems to override all the other stuff from what you're saying. You know, you have preferences, but that stuff is the 80% you're talking about.
Exactly. Okay. And then after that, it's just kind of like trial and error, you know, then you figure out what you don't want until you find something like, all right, this works.
Right. What about somebody that, you know, some of our listeners will have kids already. You know, what about that? Let's say you don't have kids and this man already has kids, because that's a whole other ball of wax. You know, how much of that is a kind of a stopper?
I mean, I don't think that would be a stopper. Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that, I think that happens. A lot of people get divorced these days, so.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I'm trying to figure out, like, I haven't actually experienced anything like that, but I can see, like, you know, and I grew up with my mom as a single mom, and, you know, the guy she dated, she had two kids, you know, but I think, you know, and then essentially, you know, once you start dating them, you kind of start dating the kids, too.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's no way around that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I don't think, I mean, it would definitely be a stopper for certain people, but it's like, you know, it's all depends on the person.
While we're on this, what about working versus married life? You know, like our culture these days really pushes women to be professional and make money, which is, you know, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with any of that, of course. Whereas some women would want to be married and have a family and not necessarily push that whole professional track. Like, what's your thought on that?
I mean, at one point I wouldn't like said anything against it, but I feel like, you know, if that's what you really want to do, I mean, being a mom is a lot of work. I mean, I wouldn't know, but it just seems like a hell of a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, if that's what they want to do, I mean, that's what you want to do. I don't have anything against it. I personally wouldn't want to just be just a mom. I mean, I enjoy working. I enjoy, you know, being in an office and being productive and that sort of aspect. But
right,
people don't have that drive. They just really just enjoy motherhood. And, you know, I think that's great for them.
Oh, okay. So what would you say kind of to wrap things up? I appreciate your time. To wrap things up, what would you say, you know, as a summary to our manceptional audience, you know, what type of man would you think of someone as being manceptional? You know, what do you have a thought on what that man would look like for you? Or granted, it could be different.
For me, I guess I would like somebody that, you know, for me, things like not just being book smart, but being common sense smart is important.
Okay, that's a good one.
And they would have to have some sort of drive to do stuff. They would have to be athletic by default, just because I like to do athletic things.
Okay.
You know, and I want somebody to just to push, you know, me as a person to grow.
Okay.
You know?
That's nice.
Looks don't really... I feel like for me, it's more important to have personality. And like for me, it's always about just, you know, keep growing as a human being.
Right.
So somebody who's going to help me do that and they want to do the same, you know.
Right.
I'm also very, you know, I'm also never been a very, very good at femininity. So they have to be okay with that.
You've never been good at what?
Being feminine.
What does
so
that mean?
I gotta be okay with that. I've always just been... You know, a lot of guys just want you to like dress up and play the role of being just very girly, and I've just never been.
Oh, I see.
Person.
So you're more of the kind of a sporty tomboyish type?
Yeah, I guess so.
Right. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you just have to be yourself and find people that kind of fit with that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And exactly. I mean, you could do the same thing about, you know, turning around and ask men what kind of girls they like. And they could say, oh, you know, you would just date a tomboy. They'd be like, hell no. You know, maybe a girl that's actually a girl.
That's a little harsh.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, Yeah, well, there's one thing. There's also there's ideals that people have in their head, right? That might not even be what they want. They just think they want it, right? And then you know, in the real world, you meet people that are a little bit of mix of this and that, and you know, there's always going to be things that are a little off here and there, but you have to kind of accept people as they are.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, this has been enlightening. Appreciate the time. And I'm going to be interviewing some more females, and I'm sure our audience will find it very interesting to hear this type of feedback. So very much appreciate it. You're doing your job helping out the men of Men's Section. So we all appreciate it.
I'm glad to be of some help. Good luck with the rest of the interviews.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
No worries. See you later.
Okay.
Bye.